The stripper writhed around, shoving her tits in my face. I grinned appreciatively, then reached for another dollar bill. "Where are you from?" she purred. "Oh, I live down the street." "No, no," she arched her back. "Where are you from? Nobody who lives in L.A. is from here." "Right, like New York City," I replied. "Exactly," she licked her lips. "I'm from Michigan," I admitted. "Really? I meet lots of cool people that were from Michigan," she perked. "Yep," I replied, slipping a damp dollar into the waistband of her thong. "That's because everybody cool who's from Michigan leaves as soon as they get the chance." She rubbed her knee up the inside of my pant leg and arched an eyebrow at what she didn't find. "So, you're cool?" she teased. "Ice, ice, baby." Growing up, I didn't realize what a joke of a state Michigan is. It was just where I happened to live. But I started to get an inkling in high school when I saw an ad for the state on television. I'd occasionally see ads for other states on TV, Virginia is for lovers, or whatever, and they always had a faint whiff of desperation about them. But the pro-Michigan ad, with its catchy tagline, "Say yes to Michigan," since I suppose you'd already said no to drugs, was being aired in Michigan, as though they weren't even bothering trying to get anybody else to go there, they were just anxious to keep the few people they had. To be fair, I knew there were some problems earlier than that. Northern Lower Michigan was the poorest, whitest place I had ever been, and the populace seemed to take a perverse pride in how ignorant they were. I was sheltered somewhat from the local community by living within the bubble of the Interlochen Center for the Arts, where my mom taught ballet for 15 years. It did mean that I got the best of both worlds growing up. Cultural advantages of being in an arts-rich environment and the safety and freedom of being able to roam around a small country town. But it also led to some cultural schisms. The locals weren't crazy about the artsy-fartsy types that overran the town in the summer, even though they helped keep the economy afloat, and the faculty and their families weren't all that fond of the conservative, repressive views of the locals. In fact, one local ran for mayor, or whatever the high political position was in town, Führer, on a platform to severely limit the amount of noise, in other words, students practicing their instruments, that came out of the National Arts Camp during the summer, saying, "I'd rather listen to a snowmobile than some goddamn violin." I used to get my hair cut in a little one-room shack in town called the Village Barber, or, because of the severe haircuts he'd give me and my friends, the Village Butcher. He was very much of the town, and the place would usually be full of men who clearly did not need a haircut, hanging about reading magazines and talking hunting and fishing with the butcher. It was a predictable and dreaded routine, going there to get my hair cut, and once, in the car on the way down, I told my mom exactly what was going to happen when we got there. I told her how he'd call me either Guy, or if he was feeling particularly friendly, Gil, which was the name of another boy in my class at elementary school. Then, as soon as he had me in the chair, he'd light a cigarette, get on the phone, and turn up the country music. Then some bald guy would come in, and they'd start chatting, and he'd forget what he was doing and burn my head with the hairdryer. All of these things happened in rapid succession once we got there, and my mom started laughing so hard that she was practically wetting her pants. I was desperately trying to keep a straight face until he burned my ear, and then I just cracked up. The poor guy probably thought we were laughing at him, which we were, and he gave me an extra bad haircut just to spite me. I had been taught to revere classical music and hate country music, and, for the most part, that was pretty easy to do. The songs that came out of the Village Butcher's radio were inane and simple, and the lyrics were laughably unsophisticated. But there was one singer that caught my ear. Although the music was nothing spectacular, the arrangements were polished and refined, and the singing was arresting.
I've been so wrong. For so long, thought I could live without the love that you give. I was wrong, oh, so wrong. I have been so wrong. I was wrong.
I didn't know who it was, but she had a beautiful, clear voice and sang with such emotion that I was taken aback.
Well, I never knew I could want you, darling, oh, so much. Now that you're gone, I dream of you and your sweetheart.
Perhaps country music wasn't all bad after all.
I was so wrong for so long, but I've seen the light, darling, I'll make it right. I was wrong.
Patsy Cline is the pre-incarnation of K.D. Lang, at least according to K.D. Made mythic by her early demise, Patsy had an amazing voice that was both incredibly powerful and extraordinarily smooth.
If you got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over, hurt me.
She also carried a world of pain in her beautiful voice and poured it all out in these classic songs from the golden era of country music.
If there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over, hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart, don't leave me here in a world filled with dreams
As good as her voice is, it was the presentation that her producer, Owen Bradley, wrapped it in that really made such a beautiful and polished product. Wanting to give country music a touch of respectability so that the city slickers might listen to it, he added strings and delicate piano touches and brought it out of the honky-tonk and into the nightclub.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you.
Although this song isn't as famous as Sweet Dreams or Crazy, it is a good example of her sound. Country music's strength lies in its simplicity, in its direct communication of powerful, universal emotions, and this is one of the most beautiful examples of that I have ever heard.
The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the record. Got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me?
It took me years to outgrow my prejudice towards country music. Now it's just current country music I dismiss out of hand. And it was Patsy who really helped me to hear the light.
As when you gave it, dear, the only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you.